some statistics from a recent report that are quite alarming, saying that 58% of school kids are unhappy and depressed, 65% are nervous and feel under pressure to perform, and 23% are being reprimanded because of behavioural issues. How can we support, or how can we best support our children while they're going through the schooling system? Counsellors, are they the answer? We've been recently talking about police officers in schools, chaplains. What's the best way to do it? Welcome to the show, Jeremine Alp, founder and CEO, Corporate Diversity Pathways and Mondo Mentor. Good morning.
Good morning.
Those statistics are a little bit confronting.
They're very alarming, aren't they?
So yeah. 58% of school kids unhappy and depressed. That's huge.
It's huge. And this is a very recent survey done by New South Wales Health. It was 2018. So it's really current. And I think that it's a fabulous opportunity for us to just look at what else we can be doing to support our kids.
Yeah, and I think it's right when we say that they do belong. They do deserve a sense of belonging at school. They deserve to feel supported. But are we failing them in that aspect?
I think that, what we know is that when children have access to a support network at school, they become much more resilient. They become really happy and balanced, and they progress forward for being really encouraged to live their best life. If we look specifically at police outside the school gates and counsellors within the school rooms, I think that becomes a fear-based service. And I think that whilst there's a place for it, what we're trying to do is introduce mentoring in schools so that we can get behind them, support them both today and tomorrow, and demonstrate that sense of belonging.
When we're talking about mentors, are we talking about peer mentors, or which way are you looking for that?
Yep. So in the public school, we've got about 400,000 staff, teachers and staff in schools around Australia currently. So that's 400,000 people that we can get access to who are already in the school system. When we go outside of the school, we have our local communities. We have what we call the alumni, which are students who have left the school and can potentially be in the community, perhaps as leaders in business, who are willing to share 1 hour a month at the most to give back to the children, to talk about their experience and give them a sense of belonging, give them a sense that they see the good in these children. But at the same time, what's really wonderful and really empowering is that the children start to understand gratitude, building healthy relationships, and just having that safe space that they can go to talk to someone that they can't possibly do with a counsellor, a teacher, or sometimes even a parent.
When we look at teachers within our schools, most of them are almost stretched to breaking point. Do you think adding that mentor role? I mean, obviously for most of our teachers, it is a labour of love. Let's face it, nobody's making $1 million from being a teacher. They're already in that mentor role to the point, to a point of which they can service it. Would you suggest looking outside of them is probably a fairer way?
I think so. I think that there is a place for teachers to be involved in mentoring, particularly if we start to look at the final years of schooling, year 11 and 12, that they can do that. Mentoring doesn't necessarily need to be a one-on-one partnership. It can be one-on-many. And so from a teaching perspective, it's an opportunity to take the children out of their classroom, create a learning environment somewhere outside of that classroom, and bring a small group of children together who can start to see that they're not the only one having these thoughts, having these feelings, having these concerns. It's very empowering.
When you talk about inviting members of the community in, do you think a mentor of that caliber or somebody that can come in and say, these are my experiences, they're pretty similar to yours?
Oh, 100%. And we see it all the time. There are lots of really high profile leaders who are coming out of Northern Queensland and Darwin. And so it's really, really important for us to get access to those amazing people who do actually want to give back. Perhaps they haven't been approached. Perhaps they don't know the opportunity is there. Chances are they have children going through the system themselves. And I think every parent, including myself, if I had the opportunity of having my son or daughter mentored at school, I would be putting my hand up immediately because I know what that feels like when there's someone who is there to support you.
Do you think that we still have a place for counsellors and chaplains, or do you think that that's old school thinking?
I think that there's definitely a place for counsellors and chaplains. However, we have to just make, I think there's a big difference between a counsellor and a coach and a mentor. A counsellor is specifically looking at a behavioural issue or the impact of an incident that's occurred previously, and now they're trying to work with that student to make it a better place for them. Whereas a coach, as we all know, particularly in the sporting arena, is someone that's focused on the now. Mentoring is about the future. Mentoring is about providing skills, knowledge, support, encouragement for future. So empowering you to build the resilience you need to go forward and achieve your personal goals. So yes, there is a place. I would like to see counsellors in schools not necessarily have to take these children out of their existing classrooms, because I think that it's very damaging for a child to be pulled out of their classroom in front of their peers. Mm. It sends a message to them and to their peers. So if we could find another way to make counselling accessible in the schools without it being obvious to all and sundry, I think that would be amazing.
So we're looking at counsellors being more of that reactive role and those mentors coming in to future-proof our children.
Correct. Absolutely correct. Mm. Yeah. And together, it's a wonderful place. So if someone is, I mean, you talked about the 15% that have got behavioural issues. Mm. That's an opportunity to sit down with a mentor. Talk me through it. What's happening? Why are you reacting that way? What's going on for you? Let's try and find out what's causing these behaviours before we jump immediately to go to counselling, because that person will then be able to sit down and go, okay, well, I had a similar experience. This is what I did. This is how I did it. And it's just a different feeling that the child or the student gets from talking to someone in that safe space that they know is not there to judge them.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying counsellors judge by any way means. That's not what I'm saying. But children feel judged when they go to a counsellor. I know that firsthand with my children. And so we're trying to build really resilient, happy, balanced children. And I think mentors and counsellors together with the school community can achieve that in a much faster time frame, and also be able to really understand what the needs of the students are.
Resilient, happy, balanced children should absolutely...
Yeah, resilient, happy, balanced children for greater futures, for better communities going forward, for better tomorrows, both for Darwin and the rest of Australia.
Yeah, absolutely. Great food for thought right there.
Thank you.
In schools. Thank you so much, Jeremine, for your time this morning. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much.